This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for our weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Roundup, courtesy of the information that is provided to us each week by the folks who do the surveys at Talkers Magazine. Let's hear it for Talkers Magazine, where we'd have no program. If we didn't, I suppose I could make up a list, though. I could know my way around. Rich McFadden is here. He could help me make up the list. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. And Jennifer Horn from the DJV Show and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles, here to go through the top stories. While we have the benefit of Jennifer's her expertise and her involvement, let's get to a couple of the things that are on the Washington stuff. Well, both she and Victoria love to talk about the Washington stuff. Number one this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, the list is for the week of May 13th, 17th. The China trade war is number one. I don't know that, but I may be the one who's most outspoken about this, actually, because of its impact on our food and the American family farmer. Pretty disgusting how much people don't know still. Still an ongoing problem that we're just not getting it. We don't understand what is going on with the family farmer, and if we keep going down the road we're going, even if there is a $15 billion subsidy. I think, Jennifer, you sent me a note, said that 8-point-some-odd billion had already been expended to help the family. Well, the problem is that it isn't all going to the family farmer. Some of it is going to the big agribusinesses, which infuriates me to the nth degree, makes me want to throttle Trump or the people who are responsible for playing games with the big agribusinesses that are in part the reason for the problems the American family farmer is having in the first place.
Yeah. So it's this trade war, I think, and without talking about the farmers, because I think that's an important segment, because for just strictly political reasons, I don't think Trump can afford to lose the farmers. They voted for him. They're typically Democratic voters.
Not happy with them now.
Who voted for him in 2016. And so I think Trump knows he needs to get them back, which is why he's doing subsidies. But when we talk about a trade war, we've been hearing about this for decades. And the truth is that we need to stand up against China. We need to set this right. I told you, Doug, earlier in the week, it's like going on a diet. It doesn't always feel great. Sometimes it makes you uncomfortable, but yeah, you know it's the right thing to do at the right moment for your life. And I think for our country's sake, we have to make a stand against China, who's really been taking us to the cleaners, unless we want to be owned
by
them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's, yes, are there going to be people that are hit harder than others? Yes. Should we all be trying to do a better job of trying to seek out Made in America products? Absolutely, that's where we should start. So, but
it's our job as a good American. It's un-American to be buying as much crap as we do from China. It is. But is the other side of it is people say, well, it's American.
Yeah.
We are Americans. We like cheap stuff. We like cheap food. We like cheap cars. We like cheap women. No, it's not.
But it's those people and people with short attention spans who only think about right now that are going to blow this whole deal. You have to think long term. Yeah. I mean, if we put the pedal down on China, sooner or later the supply lines are going to move to other countries. Black and Decker is announced this week that they're breaking ground on a new Craftsman tool factory Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but they're also going to other countries, too, which is better than having them go to China.
So, what this is doing, and you have to think a year and 5 years down the road. You can't think, oh, my goodness, this summer I'm going to pay more for an Apple phone. We have to give up on this. This is a long-term negotiation. And, yeah, you're going to have to eat it a little bit for a few months, including the farmers. I'm sorry, but I'm looking for the long-term deal. I don't want China to own us in 15 years.
Yeah.
It's the only way to take a stand. And
well, they're going
to not to get too political, but Trump has been the only one with enough backbone to actually take this on, because no other politician
wants to
put their own political well-being on the line.
Because that's the way politics works now. Politics is, oh, there's an immediate reaction. Let me respond to that immediate reaction.
That's because of the 24-hour news cycle,
right, exactly.
And all these pundits and their BS.
So while Trump is a jerk and a womanizer and all these crazy things that he is, you know what? Dude's got backbone and he's doing deals, so let him get it done.
Yeah. Well, but the Democrats don't want to let him get it done. They want to make it a political issue.
I don't think that's true when it comes to China. I think everybody wants to get a deal done. I think what appears to have happened with China is that there has been a bit of a misreading by the Chinese. And Xi Jinping came back with an altered plan and did not realize, and I think this is unusual for Xi Jinping because he normally reads the room, reads his opponents, reads his partners very well, did not realize that coming back with a different plan, which is what you do in negotiations, would not go down well. And so this was an error in judgment, and it didn't go down well, and that was an error in judgment and sent things off the rails. And so negotiations have not gone well. And I think that politicians across the board want a trade deal with China. I do not agree. I do think that this is one of the few areas where Democrats and Republicans recognize that
they don't have the balls to do the deal that needs to be done. And Doug, I'll tell you, interesting when you were talking about people are calling this that are against this a tax. It's a tax. But you know what?
People calling it a tax.
It is a totally. You aren't required to buy this stuff from China and be taxed on it.
You don't have to buy it.
Buy somewhere else and don't pay the tariff.
That's right.
It's totally voluntary.
And I would say to Victoria's point, she's right in some respects that this actually makes conservatives more uncomfortable than it does Democrats. You know that there's no love lost between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump. But Chuck Schumer has been tweeting out to the president, stay strong, Mr. President, and in terms of this negotiation with China, stay strong. So
politically, he realizes that his constituents don't like the Chinese either on the way they do business.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Steve Mnuchin has he's going back, I guess, next week for more trade talks. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing this week. At the hearing, he said, quote, my expectation is that we'll go to Beijing at some point in the near future to continue the discussions. This was right after Trump basically said, it's our way or the highway.
Did you call him Mnuchin on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Mnuchin.
Yeah, I think he did.
All right, that's the way to, I think, tackle number one opinion-wise here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jennifer and Rich and Doug. Food for thought now about how well you rest. All of us have sometimes, from time to time, we don't get a good night's rest. And whether or not you figured out what the problem is or not, if you're continuing to have a bad night, take Jennifer's word for it, take my word for it, and everybody who's got a MyPillow, I think, Richie, you've got some MyPillows.
I got four of them.
Four MyPillows.
All on one bed.
Good for you, Richie. That's encouraging.
And when my kids come in and try and steal it, I'm like,
Nope. Pillow fight. We win. You don't get MyPillow. Well, if you want the support that you need, that's what Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, says. I have worked hard to come up with something here. He was an engineer, and he couldn't fall asleep and get a good night's sleep, so he figured out a way using a new sort of filling to make these pillows that now are the talk of the nation. One of the things that makes them so wonderful is you can wash them. You can dry them. I washed I have a dog bed for Daisy May, and it was smelly, and so I put it in the whole thing, but you couldn't get anything else into the washer, but I put that in, and it did wonderfully well when you dry it out. Great stuff. So wash and dry your MyPillows. There's there's kind of a special this week, a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. $34.99 a piece. $69.98 for two. That's way off. That's the lowest price that's ever been offered here by us. If you would like to take advantage of that, buy a couple of sets maybe, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get those two premium MyPillows for $69.98. If you hurry, they'll ship them free, too. MyPillow.com for the best deals on pillows. Promo code DJV. Take advantage of this fantastic offer. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away three full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. All right, we've got number one under our belt here, the trade war. Number two is the Mueller report. Blah, blah, blah. Number three is the Alabama abortion law. We only have a couple of minutes here, and I want to save that for when we have a little more time. Number four is right up Jennifer's alley, the presidential race and blah, blah, Blasio getting into it. Another blah, blah, blah.
Is he really in it?
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's in it, and he's like the 23rd or 24th candidate in the race. And what was so funny is that he announced his presidency, or the run for the presidency on Wednesday, and then on Thursday morning, he went on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos, and he had protesters standing outside the studio chanting liar while he was doing his introductory session with George Stephanopoulos. So much so, it was so loud and deafening that George Stephanopoulos actually had to refer to it, and even people on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Megan McKinnon, they're all tearing into him. The Post had a very funny cover with people sitting there laughing at the fact that Bill de Blasio is running. He's not very popular in New York City.
How disconnected is this guy that he thinks he's got any kind
of... Well, I'm not going to say crazy, but I'm not going to suggest somebody's crazy, but the disconnect... it's like, look, if there are 4 million people already jumped into the race, why not me?
Well, that's the thing. After Joe Biden, before Joe Biden, I get it. Maybe he thought he's got as good a chance as anybody. But with Joe Biden coming in and sucking out so much of the energy from the race, this is a fool's errand.
Here's
it's
the reality.
Just crazy.
Now, here's the reality. Much like Trump jumped into the race just for a PR and marketing move, just for a branding move, to up his name on the national platform, Bill de Blasio is doing it too. He has no thought that he could ever win this thing, but he's saying, you know what, I can say I ran for president.
Yeah,
and it takes these people, and then they get speaking engagements. There's no
he had nine people come to see him in Nevada when he was doing his exploratory committee, and 21 in New Hampshire or Maine, wherever he was.
That's awesome. I want to go to one of his rallies. That'd be
so
great.
Meanwhile, who's running the city of New York? Hello?
Come on, they asked that before.
Come on, I'll buy the beer.
Well, there's the entire infrastructure. It runs itself.
Okay, so what do we need a mayor for? Throw him out, save the city.
All right, everybody meet me at the next de Blasio outing. I'll bring the six
biggest
pack.
One yet.
Bring the beer, Richie. 21 after on the countdown overview.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, we're visited by Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen to review the top stories of the week according to the research at Talkers. The lists are printed at Talkers.com, where you also will find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about the talk radio industry right there for you to absorb, including a lot of info about your favorite hosts and where they are, where they're expanding to, how that works, that stuff. So Victoria has pleaded with me, please, she said, please, can we go back to the Mueller report, which is number two this week, because I said erroneously there's not much new, and she says, au contraire.
Yes, because a federal judge on Thursday ordered that prosecutors make public a transcript of a phone call that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn tried really kind of hard to hide with what we can now call a lie. And this was his conversation with a Russian ambassador in late 2016. And so this is District Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington. So he ordered the government as well to provide a public transcript of a voicemail. This was in November 2017 involving Flynn. Now, this is a bit of a tricky, a bit sensitive, this call. Trump's attorney, his personal attorney, left a message for Flynn's attorney, sort of reminding him of the president's fondness for Flynn. And this was when Flynn was considering cooperating with federal investigators. And the judge wants this on the court website by the end of this month. And so and Flynn has sort of indicated that, you know, this sort of phone message was kind of like pressure. So this is very, just a little bit like, you know, as to whether he cooperated or not. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether they will do it or what happens next. Da, da, da.
Okay, so thank you. But tell me, where's the smoking gun? Because all I'm hearing in all the reports that I'm hearing and seeing is that he cooperated. But he cooperated with what? What does he have?
What do you mean, what does he have?
What does he have with regard to
Richie,
collusion?
You know how Coke Zero has no sugar?
Right.
This is very much the question.
Well, he's pleaded guilty to a felony count of making a false statement to FBI investigators
right,
about
his contact
with the
ambassador. Right, but which had nothing to do with the collusion. Right. He said, I didn't have a meeting, then I did have a meeting. But in that meeting that he didn't have...
This isn't about collusion. This is about obstruction.
Obstruction of what?
Obstruction of the investigation.
Of what?
The investigation of... this is about obstruction of the investigation of Mueller. And don't forget, this goes back. This goes back to why would you obstruct an investigation into Russian hacking, an investigation into whether the then-candidate Trump attempted to obtain Hillary Clinton's emails and things like that. Why would you obstruct that? So that's what this is about.
I think I'm going to revert to what I said a few minutes ago about, hello, can we yawn and move on?
Well, and I think it's important to talk about because you hear the news coverage.
That you talk
and
about.
You
the
see
thing
Maxine
you brought
Waters
up.
On CNN, and there's impeachment, right? But I think my point of asking...
I'm not talking about impeachment at all.
Right, no. But CNN is. And I think my point of asking you of what, is that they get all these people, like Flynn's going to jail for lying.
Right,
But none of the lies add up to collusion, and... I don't.
And they weren't about the initial investigation
right.
to begin
not,
with.
Not,
this
no,
is the same old story about grabbing somebody.
Well, I do think that we are talking far more about obstruction. There were at least 10 instances, possibly 12, that may have been, in which Mueller said that Trump attempted to collude.
In the light of eternity, it means squat. 28 past.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Although President Trump's trade policy with China and the tariffs are taking a heavy toll on Midwest farmers, they are happy about a new trade agreement he's worked out with Canada and Mexico.
Hopefully Congress will approve the USMCA quickly, and then the great farmers and manufacturers and steel plants will make our economy even more successful than it already is.
President Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. The U.S. Border Patrol told two heavily Democratic counties in Florida they're sending them around 1,000 unlawful immigrants and asylum seekers a month. GOP Governor Ron DeSantis says they can't handle that influx.
We cannot accommodate in Florida just dumping the unlawful migrants into our state. I think it'll tax our resources, the schools, the health care, law enforcement, state agencies.
DeSantis, a supporter of the president, says he'll tell Trump in person the plan is not acceptable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This portion of the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, Talk Radio from the folks who are on the inside, if you will, Talkers Magazine. This is brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test for the new full-size meal program she has. It's a meal delivery kit. Martha and Marley Spoon will send you three free meals if you text FORK to 246-810. So you want to get great food sent right to your door, better than going out to the fast food joint or having stuff brought in. This is something you cook for yourself quickly, fresh food, healthy choices. Yours free, the first three meals, when you text FORK to 246-810. 246-810, text FORK there, get the food sent straight to your door, get your free meals to try it out. FORK, text FORK to 246-810. We're going through the charts that you can see anytime you'd like at talkers.com. We've talked about the number one issue this week. News talk focusing on the China trade war, then the Mueller report was two. We have not talked about the Alabama abortion law. I don't know where to go. I don't know that I have respect for it, frankly. I think it's asinine. I just don't understand how in this day and age, no matter what your political stripes, how you think this way. It's like a different country or something.
Think what way?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, think just what because way? Of the fact that it outlawed pretty much all abortions. Who in this world today, whether you like it, I don't happen to like abortions. It's not my.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who likes them?
Who does?
I guess.
Right.
This is an age of consent, and to say that you can't do what you think you need to do or what you want to do with your body, whether other people judge it to be right or not, it's not their business. I guess that's what I look at. And that, and what really offends me is that all these laws and all this stuff comes from men. It doesn't come from women. Over the years, I don't know how many times we've had this conversation about men making these laws. Go ahead, Reggie.
Is it your body or is it someone else's body?
Not my body.
No.
What do you mean?
When you're talking about the baby, is it your body?
Well, that's the issue.
Somebody else's body inside your body.
Yeah, that's right. And at what point and all of that other stuff. I'd like to get Victoria's point of view on this because I think it's pretty clear what I just find it. The word isn't offensive. I just find it annoying as much as anything else. It just goes on and on. The same conversation. We don't seem to deal with things in a mature way. Things have changed. People think differently now, and leave people alone unless they're hurting something or somebody else. And that's at the, that's the stage. That's where you talk about, you know, when it's appropriate to have an abortion, but to outlaw all of them. I don't know, Jenna, Victoria. What do you think?
I think what struck me about the Alabama law, and I don't like abortion, was that that it was a very cynical law, and the people who made the law freely admitted that it was a law designed to overturn another law. In other words, that this wasn't a law designed purely for law making. It was designed with a further aim in mind, just to overturn another law, and there was no exception made for rape or incest, so there was no compassion in the law, and so that was sort of, really pretty shocking. And I think also the, you know, the idea of a small government party choosing to be the large government party when it comes to this issue is interesting to me. Also, I think that there are issues where you could say, well, leave it to the woman and her doctor. But we don't say that in this instance because it's as though we don't trust the woman and her doctor to have the maturity to make those decisions. And I find that interesting also, as though even before you get to the doctor who's going to do the abortion, you don't trust the primary care doctor or another doctor of referral to be able to make a mature decision, or a spiritual advisor. Many women consult spiritual advisors or have long agonizing discussions with their partners before they reach this decision. Women don't go out and have a banana split or a chocolate cream sundae and say, it's Saturday. What I'm going to do this afternoon sounds like fun. This is not the way these decisions are made. And it's also interesting to me that the birth rate is so low right now because because people are having less children. So those are just my observations on this as we move forward. And I think it's, you know, very likely that this will go to, obviously, an appeals court, and it will wind up in the Supreme Court. And who knows which way that court will go.
It just seems like some of these things, we never get beyond them. It's the same discussion.
You're not changing anybody's mind.
For years.
Unfortunately. No. It's one of those topics where, you know, religion, guns, abortion, where you guys can talk at each other all day long, and in the end, everybody remains the same.
I've been doing talk radio.
Women will die.
Yeah, of course they will die.
Yeah, no, I mean, the laws that are created have to be talked about, but nobody's going to change their opinion about the issue.
I've been on the air doing talk radio since 1974. This, every time this comes up, it isn't a joke, but it becomes a joke because it's a surefire way for a lazy host to get telephones to ring. That's pretty much the only thing that comes out of it. There's nothing, because nobody changes your right. Nobody changes their minds. Okay, number five this week, the war talk with the Iranians. The White House has taken the Iranian show to congressional leaders, classified briefings this past week. There was a lot of criticism that lawmakers were being kept out of the loop if we are going to maneuver ourselves militarily in there. One more, just the whole Middle East. The guy, the Ayatollah, is a numbskull at best and a maniacal heathen at worst. And the most interesting part of this is that the people, especially the younger you are, the more you hate the government in Iran. It's really pretty interesting to see how out of touch this guy, Iranian people, in comparison to the rest of the Middle East, much more educated, and they are not happy with what's going on, and yet this idiot keeps trying. You know, you've got to wonder, we can say it here because they don't think the way we do, apparently, or at least outwardly. Who wins in this circle? What do you think you're going to accomplish? Why do you even want to spend the money on nuclear energy? Because you hate the Jews. Okay, so what? What is you're going to drop a bomb and you get annihilated 5 seconds after that?
So I have some thoughts.
Oh, please, Victoria. We would love to have time for my thoughts.
Okay, yes, so my thoughts are these. Yes. First of all, this is another example, along with China, but in this case it's different, of miscommunications. In one instance, it's an example of completely misunderstanding the Iranian people if the U.S. actually thinks that because the many, many Iranians dislike the regime intensely, they will not fight the U.S. if the U.S. actually does take action against Iran. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. They love their 10,000-year-old glorious history. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. So that's a miscalculation. And number two, there seems to be enormous dispute about the intelligence. Our allies view the intelligence, as well as Iraq, differently from how the U.S. is viewing the intelligence. President Trump has two extremely hawkish advisors, John Bolton who was in favor of the Iraq war. And who may have ginned up the intelligence on WMD, and Mike Pompeo. Trump has apparently, according to senior administration advisors, told his acting defense secretary that he does not want war with Iran, but he may not be quite as much in the loop as he would like to be on how fast this thing is moving. And I don't believe that he is happy with the advice that he is getting.
Well, you're getting bad advice because you get it from Bolton. And so you go up and down the list of people who have expertise here. It's very interesting that you separated it out the way you did, Victoria. Thank you. The people, I said part of it, people hate the government, but they will stick up for their Persian history. And so there is it. It's very much stronger because of the age of the civilization and what they think they're protecting. You know, a lot of people, the old timers, would still like to have a Shah in charge. And if it weren't for Jimmy Carter, he might still be there. You know, it's more, again, we've meddled and messed up more stuff in the Middle East in whatever the name of progress or democracy or whatever. Mind our, just get the hell out of all. I mean, that's my. You get out of there and mind.
Stop buying their oil too. Hold on, I have Mike Pompeo and Bolton on the line. Guys, what do you think we should do? What? Okay, thank you.
Okay, 45 past the hour. Let's whiten our teeth, brighten our teeth. The folks that have developed the staff of Dr. Martin Ginniger developed this power swabs, this whitener, an all natural way of whitening your teeth. It's not just like, there are plenty of whiteners, toothpaste whiteners, stuff you can use in trays and stick in your mouth and taste terrible. And
belt sanders.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can use those too. Sure. Take the enamel off and the white comes right back, except when you take the enamel off, which is what most of these things do, your teeth rot in your head. So if you have ugly yellow teeth, the most important thing for you to understand is to whiten them. You don't have to take the extreme measure of trying to take the enamel off. All you do is use this all natural. This is the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. It transforms your smile. Use it 5, 6, 7 days in a row, and each time a couple of shades get brighter and brighter. Power swabs, super fast, super easy, dentist approved. So let's get at it. It's a no-brainer, actually. And the offer that we have for you is to call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get power swabs at half the retail price. Call now. Whiten your teeth. Enjoy how you look when you're smiling. 800-208-1797. Again, the deal is half price. Use the DJV code. Power swabs to whiten your teeth, a safe, natural way. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the stories this week for the mid-May week of the 13th to the 17th. Number 10, focus on what we do to get back to the moon and other space exploration items that are being considered by the administration. Good stuff for the country, and I'm a big supporter of NASA anyway. Number 9, credibility issues regarding Boeing and what they've had to say about the 737 MAX. There's an echo in the room, and it's a no-no. Climate change, number 8. Holocaust statements, anti-Semitism, number 7. Trump's new immigration plan is number 6. Iran war talk, number 5. The presidential race is number 4. The discussion of the Alabama abortion law being enacted this week, signed into law, number 3. Aftermath of the Mueller report is number 2. And the trade war with China, that happens to be the number 1 item this week. The big stories on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Runny nose, sore throat, and a fever. When do these symptoms in kids warrant a trip to the ED?
For the majority of children, parents should never use the fever as the sole indication to bring them into the doctor.
Dr. Jim Hommy says fevers are important, but he's more concerned about a listless child with a low temp than a normal acting one with a higher temp.
So it's really important for a parent to look at their child and assess how they're acting and interacting with them compared to what they normally are like.
Look for other symptoms such as difficulty breathing, poor fluid intake, severe pain, vomiting, or listlessness. Be extra vigilant with newborns.
Any temperature over 100.4 in that infant less than 2 months, sometimes 3 months if they haven't had their vaccines yet, is going to be a trigger for you to bring them in.
Also go in if symptoms suddenly get worse or if a fever returns. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right. Yes, it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle, and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that way. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen, like I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds. It doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder. The Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free shipping. Toploss.com, use the code DJV. On the people list this week, the official list, so that we can have it, because oftentimes we digress and don't get to all of the items, all the people, or all the stories. So at number 10, BDI Bolton. John Bolton is at 10. Rashida Tlaib, I believe is how you pronounce her name, at number 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Joe Biden is 7. Bill Blah Blasio is 6. William Barr is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Donald Trump Jr., although the hoopla, that's one of the aftermaths of the Mueller report, it would seem. He's at number 3 this week, first time he's shown up on the list for quite a long time. Number 2, President of China Xi Jinping, or Xi Jinping, depends on who you listen to as to how you pronounce it, I guess. Number 1, the Donald. That's not unusual. Donald Trump is leading the pack because he's involved in all kinds of... Look at the top 10 items, and he's involved in the conversation of at least half of them. That's the story here. All right, so let's see. We have a couple of other items here. Number 6, the immigration plan. Number 7, the Holocaust statements made by yet another Muslim congressperson. Climate change, 8, Boeing What a mess. My God, what a mess that is for them. Number 9, they brought it on themselves, too. Number 10, space exploration. Let's spend some more money and get to the moon. Beat the Chinese or whoever else it is that everybody wants to get to the moon. You'd think we put all of our resources together like we do with the space station and all go at once. But no, let's spend lots of money. All right, so that's the first overview, the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Thanks to Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Please pay attention now to what's on the radio if you're a technologist. 53 past the hour, time for our overview of the top 5 tech stories of the week that affect you. Courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keown, who's here to start at number 5.
Well, it's all about Trader Joe's, and you wouldn't necessarily think of tech news and Trader Joe's together. However, people who love Trader Joe's are going to really love this news.
America's number one supermarket, you know.
It was recently voted, America's favorite. Yeah. It's not necessarily number one in terms of, you know, number of stores and things like that, but favorite. Absolutely. And so the news is that Trader Joe's has launched their own YouTube channel, and this is for fans nationwide to enjoy all things Trader Joe's. They have different categories like recipes where you can actually find, they partnered up with Bon Appetit magazine, and so you can see the editors of Bon Appetit making recipes with ingredients that you can buy at Trader Joe's. There's a section called How It's Made, so if you want to get the scoop on how Trader Joe's makes some of your favorite products or where they source them from, that's where that is. And then they've got a whole new section of all of their new products. So this is kind of all their home goods stuff, like scented candles and laundry stuff and all the kind of cooler things that they're branching out into. And so this is it's one of those things where Trader Joe's, yet again, is, I think they just are like Target. They're so smart. They know their audience. They know their customers. And the YouTube channel is gaining in popularity.
There it is. Number 4, as we count to number 1 of the most popular, most important items this week from the world of technology, is this. I listened yesterday on NPR to a discussion of this facial recognition thing, which it was very, very enlightening as to how it really is anti the First Amendment, anti the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so San Francisco is banning the use, and maybe when people think about it, they ought to maybe be thinking the same, not that all of us very often think the same way as the people who live in San Francisco, but this is a serious, incursion, if it's the right word, into our privacy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what San Francisco says. So they've become the first U.S. city to ban facial recognition technology. So city agencies, law enforcement, no one is going to be allowed to use it. We're not sure yet if that will include the airport at San Francisco, because a lot of airports are going to be installing facial recognition technology so that eventually you'll be able to basically board the plane with you just using that technology. So they say that the city departments will have to get approval from the Board of Supervisors before they purchase any surveillance technology, which includes license plate readers, body cameras, biometrics technology, among all the other things. Well, and facial recognition technology, which I'm sure you heard in the coverage of on NPR, it's incredibly racially inaccurate. And so basically anyone with darker complexion, it doesn't work. And so that's a big problem.
As facetious as it sounds, as stupid as it sounds, it'd be, oh, you people look alike. In terms of facial recognition, yes, that was part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You can't really focus in. Dark skin doesn't do well with facial recognition. Number three, this new study out that shows the risks of all the rideshare vehicles. Wow, listen to this if you haven't heard it.
Yep. Apparently, when you get into an Uber or a Lyft, it has so many germs that you may want to bring some antibacterial wipes with you, that the average Uber and Lyft vehicle has 219 times as many germs as the average taxi cab. This is across the country. This is not just in one city. Taxi cabs, the reason that they're cleaner, even though Doug doesn't believe it, but they are cleaned regularly. And so they say that an Uber...
The cabs I get in are... Ugh.
Well, some are bad, yeah. But the Uber and Lyft cars have more than 35,000 times the germs that the average toilet seat has. So you've been warned.
Yeah, good God. Number two here, Microsoft is in the focus.
Microsoft is warning users of their older versions of Windows, which we believe includes you, Doug, to urgently apply a Windows update to protect against a potential widespread attack. So if you are using Windows XP and Windows 7, make sure that you do an update immediately, because this is a big, big wormable malware. It can spread. It can ruin your computer. It can take all your data. And on the worst part of it, it can also put you up for ransom. So essentially, you'll have to pay a hacker to get your own computer back. So do the update immediately.
All right, number one, WhatsApp.
Yep, the WhatsApp also has a huge cybersecurity breach. And the WhatsApp, which is used by 1.5 billion people around the world, WhatsApp is saying this is affecting iPhone and Android devices. If you have the WhatsApp app on your phone, do an update immediately as well. This has been breached. It's not good. You can either delete it or just make sure you do the proper update. Also, make sure your operating system is updated as well.
Excellent report. Victoria Keelan here. Top five tech stories of the week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.